So currently, as you know, I'm in the process of moving, and I've been going through lately all of my stuff, essentially going from a large place with, unlimited space for just me to a much smaller space. And so it is this process of paring down, what do I keep? And then the rest of it, I either sell, give away, or throw away, right? And so for us, it came to me to talk about what should we keep, what should we value in our lives, of course, spiritually. And it's a good lesson to be thinking about right now, juxtaposing all the physical things that are before us and taking our time and our attention with what is of real value, of course, of spiritual value. And this is an offertory, so if you need a green envelope, just raise your hand and we can get that passed out to you so you can get that prepared. But this is also a message, a sermonette, on the day of Pentecost, which is really interesting. Some of these things will be a little bit unusual, but because it's the day of Pentecost and the Holy Spirit, there's something here I think that's really interesting to pay or to call to attention and point out, highlight. What is it that thieves cannot break in and steal, or that moths cannot corrupt? If we die, what is it that we can take with us? Most everything, it just doesn't go with us, right? So right here and now, there's one thing inside of myself I know that I possess within me besides my life, and that is God's Holy Spirit. And God's Holy Spirit is the key to everything we hope for in the future and on into eternity. And so how often do we think of God's Holy Spirit as our most valuable treasure? Our most valuable treasure forever. A treasure that we have, it is a possession because God affords that to us, but we also need that to interact and relate with God and respond to God and to understand the things of God. That is something that is such a blessing, such an amazing gift that is given to us and a valuable possession. As a child of God and his family, the Holy Spirit, it's his DNA that he is putting in us to grow a new creation, be born again. We just talked about that. And this is a new creation. It's a spiritual creation that begins inside of this physical shell, this temple of God that he's created here. And in terms of an offertory, a lot of times we'll look at the widow's two mites, or, you know, that lesson. And that is excellent, because that would be this bookend. And that's in Luke 21, verses 1 through 4, if you're taking notes. And it's an example of valuing something far greater than this widow's last money, possibly her last meal ticket, you know, beyond that of faith, you know, just... The opposite extreme, and this is an unusual scripture right here, Revelation 3, verse 17, we're warned here. It says in verse 17, "Because you say, 'I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing,' and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, and blind, and naked spiritually, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see." And this, of course, is all talking spiritually, and that's the opposite extreme from what he began talking about, where, you know, I have everything, I don't need anything. Well, that's just really kind of a distraction. And our spiritual focus has to be on this relationship, this spiritual relationship with Christ as a spiritual treasure forever. We can continue to have this kind of myopic focus of, you know, the physical, our possessions, our career, getting the bills paid and all that stuff, and it's important, it is, but more important, because it's with us into eternity, is we need to pay attention to the spiritual too. And so that's what we're focusing right now in this minute, you know, as this opportunity within this offertory. So let's take the time and think about this break that we're making. It's a clean break spiritually. In Matthew 19, verse 21, there's the recording of Christ. A young man who apparently had everything physically. What do I need to succeed, you know, spiritually? And Christ's answer, he says, if you want to be perfect, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have your treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. So there are many spiritual passages that talk about a treasure in heaven, you know, spiritual treasure. But what about the last sentence, come and follow me? That's describing a walk in a relationship, a spiritual interaction that's the point of it all, to get us from here to there. We have to have that Holy Spirit, but spiritually, that walk has to be there with Christ. And the key, of course, is God's Holy Spirit forever, and that is within us forever, and that's that... the nucleus, the DNA of that new spiritual creation that we are taking. And that's the most valuable thing we can invest in with our time and our thoughts and our resources. So right now we are preparing an offering to God. And before we begin, I'd like to just say that this is one more way that we have to break with the physical kind of automatic thinking, and offer up to him what is already his, but it gives us a chance to grow in faith and to spiritually retain or retrain our value process, to remind ourselves of what is this greatest treasure within us that we're working on with God right now forever. And before I announce the offertory, I'd like to say that I will always think of you as my greatest treasure, because, or one of my greatest treasures, because you're my family. And Des Moines, too, I miss seeing you. But we will have each other on into eternity. And that's, I think, amazing.